Wesley, on Tuesday night, we would... We learned talking in Texas, I'm not involved in it at all. So he pointed out that there's a relationship between Texas and the report. It's interesting. It's not the fact that we had discussed it on Tuesday night. On Wednesday morning, I wouldn't have remembered any of this. On Wednesday morning, there was a Shiloh Yeshiva. It was a status, only a status of a So they gave an aliyah to one of the new students of this, who wasn't called the Enganchi. After he got his aliyah, he had to say the Baruch Hashem Shalom. So instead of saying Baruch Atah Hashem Shalom HaFarema, Shalom HaFarema, Shalom HaFarema, Baruch Atah Hashem Shalom HaFarema, and then he finished the Baruch Atah.
Then he said the same thing for Shachilana.
He said the same thing for Shachilana when he wrote his three songs. Okay. So the Shalom was whether they should make him say over the Baruch or not. Is he Yotzi B'Yotzi or not? Is he Yotzi B'Yotzi or not? Every block I start shim, there's a block I start Malchus, so come up there, just rob W. He said, Broch, the long Hashem. The Shaila is, Tesis is bothered with Akash, Tesis and the Rizvodis are bothered with Akash. What about the Bracha Shanaf Alam Karatem at the end of the, after the Aliyah? He said a Bracha before the Aliyah, he said a Bracha after, but just like the Pesach Yizim is not a Hepsik, and it's Mukhalach Avatar, just like the Halal is not a Hepsik. I want to say that the Kriyatatar is not a Hepsik, so the Bracha after the Aliyah should be Mukhalach Avatar for the Bracha before, so you shouldn't need any, you shouldn't have to be Kassaf as the Bracha, and you shouldn't need a Malchus. That is Akash. The Tesis says, Nana Hanani, you're right. Meikar Adin, you're really right. Navos, that's what he ran through it quickly. Navos, there's Nana Hanani, when they originally formulated these brachas, so the Kayin would say the bracha Shabbat Habonu, and the one who got the name Kayin would say the bracha Shabbat Habonu. So somehow Tesis considers that such a long hapsoka that you have all the aliyahs in between, let's say it's a weekday, you only have three aliyahs in 10 sukkahs, that's much shorter than an hour. I don't understand exactly what it is. The Tesis says somehow because you had so many aliyahs in between. I'm not talking about Shabbos and Boy, you get 15 aliyahs. I'm talking about a Monday or Thursday morning. You want to get 3 aliyahs? Can't make any like that. So what's this? So somehow Tesis says, that's what it is for. The Tesis says different. The Tesis says, if there's not Hatanoim when you're on the stock in the Mishnah of the Bracha, it's only the claim we say the Bracha before Shabbat HaBon. And the last one, like I always say, the Bracha Shanaf Alonu, there's so much in between, so that's not called the Bracha Shmukha L'Chavata. Maybe because it's said by different people, that's what Tesis means. Maybe because it's recited by different people, it's not called, maybe because... But it happened also, we have the Bracha side divided up, but many times we divide up to many different people, but it doesn't have to be divided up. I remember not when I was a little boy, they had one rock, they had all the brothers. Yeah. It's a modern thing that they mechaber everybody when they met a rock. The Buddha was. One person says all the brothers, yeah. One person says all the brothers. Yeah. So by a chasin, it's considered rock as mukhala chasin because the halacha does not require that it must be said by several people. So if I create that thought, the halacha requires it must be said by different people. The first third of the terror. I have to say the first Rosh Hashanah, and the last Torah, who's supposed to be somebody else, have to say the list real quick. If you only have one Talmud, and he says that the first, under normal circumstances, the first Rosh Hashanah one and the last Rosh Hashanah one are going to be recited by different people. So I'm comfortable enough to say this. At the time that they formulated the use course of the Rosh Hashanah, at that time, only the first day of the Rosh Hashanah one and the last day of the Rosh Hashanah one, and therefore was not a smuk of a chavitah. Even later in the days of Rabbi Shmuel, where the Gemara says in the Gila that they changed the practice in Bobville and they had every year in the last day, they said the Rosh Hashanah before and after, and then it did become a Rosh Hashanah one and the last day of the Rosh Hashanah one. Since the Rosh was already formulated, the Zman HaTanoi Makdumi, and the practice was that the first and the last said the Rosh Hashanah, and at that time it was not a smuk of a chavitah, so they left the Rosh Hashanah one the way we have. According to the way Taisha says, Mikra Adin, the Brach HaShemach HaMano as we practice it. The Rebbe Yerba Latera says, HaShemach HaZbara Mishwari says, HaShemach HaMano at the end. According to Taisha's Mikra Adin, it is a Brach HaShemach HaMano. You don't really need Malchus in the second Brach. So the Yerba Latera happens to gobble up, he leaves out a few words in the middle. But Brach HaShemach HaMano says, and he finishes and they don't have a chance to get. According to Taisha, you leave it the way it is. You need Zvah, we say Nasser. That's what you need Zvah. Yeah, you need Zvah says. By how they are and by supervision it makes sense to say that if the bracha is mukhala karto, so the bracha is a shevach, and the halil is a shevach, and the bracha is the end of the shevach, so the hemshach is the minay. He uses the expression, and the same thing by the psukha de zimra. But he says by kriya sator, the bracha in the beginning is a shevach karto de zimra. The psukha de zimra, I'll tell you that the bracha at the end is a baita shevach. There is no hemshach going through from the beginning to the end, so the ritual that neikir adin, the Brach HaShanach HaMano is absolutely not a smuk of a chavitah. Never is. Never was and it never is and it never will be. It's not a Brach HaSmuk of a chavitah. So according to the report, someone will say the Brach HaShanach HaMano. After the Kesah, leave out Malchus, leave out Shem, leave out Malchus. He won't be urgent. You'll have to repeat it again. But if someone says, Tophi Brach HaBracha, according to Tesis, Yishkakarach, according to Tesis, Bismanazel, we have the practice now. But by Elul Atzeret, each Elul Atzeret says the bracha before, the bracha after, the Tosfos says halacha l'maaseh, the way we have it, it really is a smukha l'chavitah. So the bracha after does really have to be pesach as the bracha, and it doesn't have to have malchus. Let's say the person makes even a bigger mistake. He doesn't, it's not asher l'chavitah, for something illegal, he leaves that baruch ato Hashem, okay, the mouth, he leaves even that, baruch ato Hashem, he leaves that at all. Baruch HaShanah HaMano Tarasemis, let's say. So it would also be good for the end. You don't need Shem, you don't need Malchus, you don't need Pesach as the Brach. You just need, you should mention the things that are supposed to be present in the Brach HaShanah HaMano
Tarasemis.
Why
is
there
a Brach HaShanah The next block, I should go up on the call. That's not called the block I smoke on the Chavitah, so even when follows it, because it sometimes comes perfectly. Usually that comes as a block before the Kriya Sator, and I was interested in the discussion. It's not a series of blocks. That's not perfect, because the only time it's called the block I smoke on the Chavitah is if it was in Sakhan as a series. We mentioned earlier, it's the Shwera Maharam Gutenberg. That when he would go on a trip and he would want to take Tzidah Tzedek, he would say, Bona Koshis, I should answer before, and then take Tzidah Tzedek, and he should do a Smukha L'chavitah. So most of the Rishonim do not accept that opinion, because the whole like says is that the only time it's considered a Bracha Smukha L'chavitah is when it's a Sakana Chacham, and then it's a series of Brachas, a Henshah. That's what Tzidah says over here also. The Gemara says on our Da'at, the Gemara says, that's what we discussed last week, I'm in Bracha L'chavitah. The Gemara is discussing the fourth block of the Birchat HaMazon. The Gemara has a brisa later where they learn out from the speaking. Follow up on here, the brisa is Mem Ches on the base. We discuss the Gemara learns out from the speaking. We have to say Birchat HaZon at HaKol. We have to say the Birchat HaZon at HaKol. I order to HaMazon. So the Birchat HaRachim and Hashem HaKol and Shalom Mecho and you have to end off. Then you have to, the Gemara learns out from the post, you have to say HaTeit on the The Gemara has a machlokes tapanoim and a machlokes ashayla and amaroim. Well, there is bracha atzeit ha-meitzer. Is that a real drosh of mura deraisis? Atzeit ha-meitzer is deraisis? Or is that only an asmachter and some of the rabbana? The argument is insisting on the bottom of men rovim. No, the argument is claiming that atzeit ha-meitzer lav deraisis. And that's how we pass the reason of shohana atzeit ha-meitzer lav deraisis. So one of the proofs the Gemara gives is that it begins after you say, Bein Barach and Yishalayim Amen, you say, Baruch HaTor HaShem, Lakeh Malach, Kohar, Lamateh, Lavin, Malkeh, 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 Lavin E pasaj dhe me i të një dhe e dhe polim, e dhe është mërë dhe rajse, dhe në të pare dhe brekhe të amazës, për që në të i pasare dhe brekhe, të pare dhe siri dhe brekhe, për që raje, për asaj dhe me i të love dhe rajse, means it's not pare dhe siri dhe brekhe. What does it mean it's love dhe rajse? Love dhe rajse, the top 10% on the day, sir. The men's brother on the day, the top 10%. What do you mean? Asaj dhe me i të love dhe rajse. Not only is it the rabbonon, it's not... Even with the Rabbanon, it's not part of nation. That's what we said. That's the Brachah, which is decided after the conclusion of the benching. A separate Brachah, it's not part of the benching at all. The Gemara has it been later in the Persian. The Gemara has it been that Persian forgot to say his day. You have to say Yalavi Yoga. If he's finished Brother Brachah and Yishalayim on May, and he didn't yet start HaTeidah Meitir, then there's a special Rukah HaBrachah that's printed in the Siddur that you pray at that time. So we have the Machlegis HaBein HaKonon. And the D, what's the din? If a person is davening Shema Esrei on Rosh Chodesh, and if he got to say Yalav Yoga what he's supposed to, and he finished with Sechazel and then Shema Chodeshim Rachmim, why not Rishma Nata Eskim? And he didn't yet begin the Brocha of Megan. So can he say Yalav Yoga here or not? Because Rabbein Achanan said yes, so he's got a benching. You finished the Brocha where you were supposed to say Yalav Yoga, and you didn't say the Yalav Yoga, so you say it in between that Brocha and the next Brocha. The same thing, whether you say Yalav Yoga, you're supposed to say Yalav Yoga in the middle, of any other particular bracha, and if you forgot to say the middle of that bracha, as long as you say it before you begin the next bracha, is also good enough. And the Riyaz Zoka, the father of the Rabbeinu Chama is killed by Kiddush Hashem. That he was a Kodesh. But the father, the Riyaz, disagrees with what's the Tushkel. By the benching, you finish with the whole benching when you say Bani Rachman Shalai Mameh, that's the end of the benching. So the next problem of that is because you're going to say bracha on Shabbat, a bracha on Yom Tov, a bracha on Rosh Chodesh, a Chol HaMoed Vav. But in the middle of Shema Esrei, just to insert Yalav Yoga in the middle, you finish the Sechazeno in Eno, and you didn't start writing them, and all of a sudden you said Yalav Yoga, what kind of Yalav Yoga? It's like a hectic. That was exactly the sign of the Riyah, against Rabbeinu Ochanan. And Shulchan Aruch Hashem, how he passed them. Shulchan Aruch, they passed them onto Rabbeinu Ochanan, because the Rabbeinu Tam sided with Rabbeinu Ochanan. But then there's only going hold like Riyah. The Dwar passes like Riyah. Other Shana Mosh, other Gebelim and Rishayim. That's not the real Shalom and Yom Tov. And that's the Tosfos points out. It's not based on men brought on the day. So when you say, I say, I make them love their righteous. And that's why it's the start of the book. We mean it's not only love, it's not part of benching, not in Atar, not even the Rabbanon. It's not part of benching at all. It's a separate Tachon of Chachonim to say the Brach, I say, I make it after the conclusion of the benching. So that's why it's not a Smukh Alach Avitor. Tosfos gives you the definition. The only time it's defined as a Brach, a Smukh Alach Avitor, is if it's constitutes 1 minute. If it's one measure. But some say Ashayot, and then you say, Dechah, Tzila Saderach. What's the answer between Baruch Parshas and Ashayot and Tzila Saderach? No connection, just accidentally you happen to say one after the other. So that's what Taisa says, and most of the Rishayim say, that that's not a Baruch Ha'at Mukha Lot Ha'atot. The Alarucha de Mishnah. The Mishnah says that it's Mishnah. The Mishnah Megillah says that the Brocha is a king. That's not going to help solve the problem. I don't think that's going to solve the problem. Then Tosfos is bothered with another Kasha. Even the top of on his day. Tosfos has it here, and then it says on the right hand side that the Yesod Bir thinks that the Tosfos thought he could have it on the day. Tosfos is bothered with the Kasha when the one who gets master, where's the Brachas? After the Haftarah, the one of the Brachas there is not Chosem is the Baruch. The Gemara says when you have a long Brach, it has to be Chosach is the Baruch, Chosem is the Baruch. So we have This is bigger and more by reason.
So that's the place that says you shouldn't make a mistake to think the net is a new bracha. No, it's a hemshah. And the bracha only ends when you say Hakel Amon b'chol d'orav. That's when you say Amen. You're not supposed to say Amen here. Shkol d'orav and Mesot Tzedek. You're not supposed to say Amen. All right, so how come it's a new paragraph? How come you have the gladness? That's the place it says that in the Masechet says he didn't quote the whole thing. They're taking some stuff and says. And the Masechet says it says that the practice was that Zman HaGa'olim, Zman Rama Rayim, that when the Baal Master would get up to this morning, he would say Shkol d'orav. Then Emes Vatzedek, the whole call would stand up. Lekachu Nichtav Godol, why is it printed in big letters? Should be on in Harishanim in the days of the Masechet Seifim, in the days of the Greyim, in the days of the Rishanim. Or if you give him Lamad, Kol HaKol, the Lamad, the Kol Rav, Nehman, Atah Hashem, Kenan, Namanam, the Lech, the Rech, and the Lech, HaKol, the Hashuv, Rech, Kol. Everybody would say out loud together. That line. And then the Baal Master continues to come, Melech, Nehman, the Rech, Melech, he says the Rech. Some people make a mistake. When the Chazan says out loud in the morning, Yotzavod Baruch HaShem 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 HaKol, so they say Amen. It's also a mistake. That's not the end of the prophet. The middle of the prophet. The middle of the prophet.
Why does the Chazan say it loud? Shouldn't say it loud.
No, he wants to be Motzi Hashem HaBaki. Who doesn't know how to say the prophet, he wants to be Motzi him. It's clear. You're holding the end of the bracha. That's not the end of the bracha. How do you know? Because the Mishnah says in brachas in the beginning. The Mishnah says that the bracha Kriya Shema, you have two brachas before, both by Shacharit and by Night. And then in Shacharit, you only have one bracha after Goel Yisrael. And in Ma'ariv, you have two brachas after Goel Yisrael, and you have a Hashkilim. But if you're going to say Amen, you have to Rav HaKadosh Baruch Hu say Amen. Yeah. Then you say, Yes, Ma'am, what is that? State the bracha. Then you say, Baruch Hu Amitov, you have the third bracha. Three brachas before. It's against the Mishnah. The Mishnah says there are only two brachas. So the Pashta says that you're not supposed to say Amen. You have to Yotzeh Baruch Hashem. That's not the end of the bracha. We say Amen even in the middle of the bracha sometimes. But all of the others say how do we say we say Amen even in the middle, even outside of the bracha. The Shach is also a Shach, I think the contention of Shach, that big cases has that discussion whether the last bracha
one after.
So we say the Yehiva Tzoyim because we're working on the premise that it's all one long bracha. There's also a Shach in cases himself, and that long case is there as it has appreciated about this last bracha. But you say Amen after Snum on the Apapoi, that's the end of the bracha, then you hear up and it's a new bracha, and it's considered Smukha Lachavato. You say, no, what kind of Smukha Lachavato? None of the Bichas HaShach are considered Smukha Lachavato. Each one is unrelated to the other. So the last one must be one long bracha. It doesn't make sense to say that it's that our fashion. You say with a vote, like the Rabbi Nitzan added on the vote by the Bichas HaSeiro. The Harav No, he added on. Again, Makhleg Rabbi Nitzan the Rajman. So you wrote it, the vote was added on by the faces. Can they say that that's one long bracha? Asher Baruch Hu, that's what he just said before. Rightly, he just said before. Yes, and the sum of the answer is that that was also, that was composed as a separate bracha that's decided before an aliyah. And then the Gemara has a shaila, which bracha should you say in the morning? Should you say Lachit to the Vesar, should you say Asher Baruch Hu, the Gemara says, Hilchas Naminu L'Tzavayu, so we say both. But really the bracha Asher Baruch Hu was composed independently of the other one. It's not a henshah. It wasn't instituted as a takana to say this is a series of brachas that have a connection. Which one was instituted in the independent list? Does Amen always constitute a Hesed? You're not supposed to say Amen unless at the end of the prophet. We have a minute. You say Amen after Harachim and Mechalem and Yalavah. You say, if you hear someone say Harachim, say Amen. If you hear somebody saying a Tchilin, in the middle of Yalavah Yalavah, you say Amen more. But let's say over here, in the middle of, you're not allowed to answer Amen, in the middle of Birchas Kriyashma, you're not allowed to answer Amen to any prophet. You're just allowed to say Amen in between one prophet and the other. You may enter on the Likra Din. Many Rishonim hold you may because that's Bein HaKrokin. After Yotzer HaMayres, before Abba Rabba, so that's Bein HaKrokin, in between one block and the other, or in between one parak and the other, in between Shema, Bal Yom Shmaya, in between Rehim Shmaya and Bayem, in between one parak and the other, that's Bein HaKrokin. If they're not talking, you're allowed to be nations and snap bubbles. You're allowed to enter Amen. But in the middle of a bracha of Kriya Shema, you're only allowed to enter Amen Yeheshne Yadda, or Baruch Hu, or Kedusha, Tehillah Kaddish, okay. If they enter Tehillah Kaddish, in the middle of the first bracha, that you're allowed. But let's say the Chazan is saying, Yeheshne Amarit, and I'm in the middle of the bracha. I'm in the middle of the first long bracha. I'm not allowed to enter Amen Yeheshne Amarit. And I'm in the middle. So you're not permitted to answer this Amen. If you're a Baruch Hashem and Hashem, that's not an Amen that can please to answer Medina. That's the middle of the Bracha. That's like saying Amen after Medina. You're not permitted to answer that Amen in the middle of this Bracha. Hamashah has to be in the middle of the Bracha. But even if I'm not saying the Bracha, that's not the end of the Bracha. And there's no minute to say Amen to it. The minute is to say Amen in the middle of Yalav Yavad. There's no minute to say Amen over there. Yeah, that's the end of the
book.
They write in the biography that there's only going, and they write that there was once a poor Yid who was going around to raise money to marry off his daughter or something. And then when he came to Zilma and he visited by the Gun, they heard that there's only going with benching. And after they said, the Alamayi Hasin is going to go and say Amen. So the Balabosh didn't know, why did you say Amen? So he said, because Al-Kizim, that's the end of the Bracha, and all the Harachim are only a minute. So the fellow was so excited, he said, he's going to go right back home and tell the members of the family to listen to Amen. So he stopped collecting the money. Instead of collecting money, he was going right. He went back home to notify all the people in the community that they've been missing an Amen all these years. They have to say Amen. That's what they call. Yeah, I know, it's a big finish, but that's what it called. The Zoma was the one who discovered America over here. Somehow many Balabakim didn't hear like that. When you say the Olam Ali Hasein, you're supposed to say Amen. That's the conclusion of the Bracha. And the Harachmans are a minute. Harachmans are only a minute. Medina, yeah. The bracha for the Balabos, that's not a minute. That's Medina. Yeah. Either Medina, they're right, to send Hashem hold out of Minatera. If you're right, that's Hashem Atecha. That's the Rabbi Balabai. So now they tell that it's only us not to the Rabbi. But that's Medina. The other Harachman, they're only a minute. That's what we mentioned. Right? The Salvation used to say Harachman for the Balabai is before, not in the order that it's chinted to the, even in the Rock Tour, it's the Rabbi Balabai, you say the bracha for the Balabai before all the other Harachim. So if you had that Medina, so why should you be Master Dimitri? We mentioned that week. There's an Asik in the Tour. Hashem HaMachlech is a Tour in his brother. Whether when you recite Bechas HaMozim Alayayim, if you're going to say Bar Priya Brochen at the end, you're not allowed to be Master. Anything adventuring in the Bar Priya Brochen, that's not Sakhar. Even if it's not a hesed between the Bar Priya Brochen and the drinking, but I say the benching, and then I have to say Bar Priya Brochen at the end. If we have a share of Brochen, so you bench, and then you want to have Bar Priya Brochen at the end. So it's not that if people snooze in the middle, they should arrange only to keep good in the end, and not be nothing. You shouldn't talk in the middle. You're not supposed to be nothing with any talking to the end of the Bracha Lata. The Bracha Lata is the benching with the Bracha Lata, and then you drink it. So what about Harachman? Harachman is only a minute from the grain, and it's only a minute, but on the other hand, it's a half a minute from the grain. It's a very old minute, you know, almost 2,000 years old. 1,000 years old, for sure, 1,000 years old. So maybe we should take that Harachman is like a Hemshech HaLakai Van Eitik. Just like the Tesis writes on the top, on Mei Vav on the base, that the Zman HaTanoi HaLakai Van Eitik is very brief, and then as the generations went silent, they added on three times Melech and three times Gimolonu, Gamleinu, Yigmolenu, Eitik Malonu, they added on more and all the generations. Originally it was very short, HaTanoi HaLakai is very short. Then they added on. So just like they added on, so later on in the days of the dead, they added on Halakha. Maybe it's considered a Hemshech of the benching, it's not a Hemshech of the Berchot HaMozim and the Berchot HaBrochen at the end. So that's what Machlech is the Tour in his brother. So we mentioned, I think, that one of the Gdol HaChorim writes, based on the Balal Tanya's Roshim, that by Nidvam Amurim, that it's not a Hemshech, that's only Halakha, because that's go on Alta Nini from his Kufus HaGainim and it's very widespread. But what about the special Halakha that you say by this? But that's not so widespread, and that's not from the Gaon. That's one of the Balei HaTesis, in the days of the Balei HaTesis, the Rabbein Ephraim Mizuno. That's not the famous Rabbein Ephraim, the Chatzich HaNashmei with the Sarasim. It's a different Rabbein Ephraim. He wasn't, the Rabbein Ephraim Mizuno is never quoted in the Halakha. He wrote the Yutim. So there was one of the Balei HaTesis composed the Yitzhak Rahman,
And many people have the meaning, they don't say those are lachim. They just say different things. You know, they were benching the song. So one thing they're like, let him write, but based on the Dira Kalashin of the Balatanya, you see there, it might appear that that you shouldn't say before the Berkei HaBrachim. The Arachim of my dream, you should say after the Berkei HaBrachim, so it shouldn't be a Hesed. I know I had three sons, so we had three Brishnas, but every Brish, I was medactic to be in the habit somebody to say those Arachim who didn't wash. They wasn't benching. The other people have a dream, you have to say on it. If you want to be Machner, not do it, don't say on it, you say the Arachim. Each time there was always someone from Chashev Rav who didn't wash. That was Mechabah that person who said the Rachman. So the bench did it, the Brit HaRachman. No.
It's someone else's brother.
Even according to the thing that we learned last week, that Rabbi Nachman on the halacha today, that on that hand of days, that you say only after the Shabbat and only after the Halalucha, the meaning started like that, but the Shabbat quote, a series of brachas, whenever you have a series of brachas, right. If that's after the Rachman and Shalayim Amen, but then I said I make it stand alone. That's not part of the series of brachas. That's not right. The Gemara says that's not correct. I raise a Meguna to say only after you run Bracha, I raise a Meguna. Only if it's a series of Brachas, then you have the Meguna.
How do they say it sounds to the Meguna?
The Meguna said it loud, though. Yeah. Well, there used to be Meguna when you're benching Allah Torah, so you hold it, you said you have to hold the cross all the way to the end. You shouldn't put it down, because what are we saying, Harachim, is called you hold it at the Hemshah for the benching. So you should hold the cross, and you should say it all out loud. No, does that make or no? It's not really part of the benching. The Gemara on the day, of course, and then Vavam Beis Gemara quotes a bracha that's in Shulchan Aruch. The Bera Bela writes in the end of your day that most people never say. It says in the Beis HaOvel during Shiva Rachman al-Islam, you have to add on something in the bracha Teva Meses. The Gemara quotes a machwekhi satanoi. You must go to Kiritanya, on the 6 months in the top of Kiritanya. My Imam in the Beit Ovel, when you bench Bechas Amazin, in the middle of Shiva, in the Beit Ovel, so what Musa says, he says, that the Tanakhama has a Machoim Zed Atzim. Tanakhama says, you say, I take our nature. The same thing you always say, I take our nature. So what this is? Man is done. So Rabbi Kiva in there, a long Musa, God dynamic, a long, the Gemara is going to give you a whole Musa, God dynamic. Take the Gemara, what does the Tanakhama mean? I said I make to them dynamic glory. Tanakhama has it, you don't make any change at all. That's what it means to say, that there's nothing different. So what is it, how does the brighter start off? What do you say to Beit Ovel? Tanakhama says nothing? Yeah. That's what it means. Tanakhama says nothing special. But he means the one. No, because the Moses is law. What do you say to Beit Ovel? They all agree that you say special brachah. So the Tanakhama says that special brachah is in addition to Tanakhama making. Now the teacher says, no, it's instead of Atera Meitri. You don't say it all Atera Meitri. You substitute these broken steps. The other Machlech said, the Kiva Nechachamim, so he talks like it sounds like Nechachamim. It sounds like it's not just a Tanakhama one kind of disagree. It sounds like it's the majority. Yochel Zerah Malachi Kerabim, the majority of the Tanakhama disagree with the Kiva. So he talks like Nechachamim. Then the Shulchan Aruch says, we talk him, Elena Ap Atera Meitri. Tanakhama holds that you say, Atera Meitri with the Machlech. One says, Mazutri ikla lebei Ravashi. Mazutri was visiting Am Ravashi, Ishrabei Nofis. So one of them lost a relative, and Ravashi was in Avelis, Mazutri was visiting, but he was not a mobile. So when they said the benching, he said, Baruch HaTzok Baruch HaTzok Baruch HaTzok, he said, like the Tanakhama. Kelem is Zayin and Meshrek, the Tzorek, the Kef, Mishra, the Long Nukov. Like the Tanakhama, in other words, that he don't only say dynamic. He said, that's how they made them dynamic altogether. Yes, the last block and the benching, after Ben Rachman and Shalayim Amen, so someone has a Mirat Kofir. But instead of the plain Nusach of Hateva Native, the special Nusach where you blend together Hateva Native with Shefet Dayan and Shefet Tzedek and so on and so forth. So the Bera Goel on the side of the Yerodeya, Nisum and Shinayin Tesh, and the end of Yerodeya, and Mechava quotes again. And the Chavis just quotes Ashayla, what do you do on Shabbos? In the Beit HaOvel on Shabbos, do you say this or not? So the Chavis quotes that Tesis in my cousin. Tesis in my cousin is cousin. It's quotes in the name of the Gainer. Do you say this special bracha on Beit HaOvel? The Tesis says, what's the din of Avelis on Shabbos? Well, I tell you, so perhaps you're not allowed to observe, and I don't know if you see me next. But Taisu says like this, if the author was sitting by himself and he's benching, one person or by himself, one or two, or three people, let's say, three other benchers on it, and there are no outsiders there, because there are no outsiders, just the three brothers or the three children, whatever, they're sitting shiva, so that's the sinner. But Taisu implies that if you have machabarites like that, if you have outsiders, or if you have 10 people, sounds like you have 10 people, even if you're all outsiders, that's what it sounds like. Taisu says if you have the yachid, Oshloisha, I'm Shabbat, and no outsiders, then you say the bracha of the day song. But if you have 10, or if you have outsiders, then you don't say it. So it should be that the Yachid of the Shloisha, on Shabbat, you should say it. So the Berah Goyla is, on the side of the other day, he never saw that anyone said it on Shabbat. I don't know. So he says the answer is that we follow the opinion of Taisus and Ksubis. So Taisus in Moed Kos Nan Dab Kos Nan Bey, he talks about saying this special drop of the Beis Ohu, the Yochid, or the Shloisha. You don't need an agreement of Asura. You don't need that a minion to say this drop. Taisus and Ksubis in the first paragraph has a Halchokas and the Gemara there that you need a minion in order to say this drop. So the Bera Gela writes, a minion. So on Shabbat for sure you don't say it, because Mechad implies that whenever you have a minion, then it's called Sahasya, and it's a real Sahasya. And he says on the weekdays also, whoever has a minion is based on who has something to do with something.
You know, this doesn't mean that there was a minion in the event yet. You don't think so.
I don't know. So that's how they take us in Sulis. It will be Matkin. There was a weekday, went in that month, and there was a minion. That's a matter of the special process. The special process is all the special process there. The Taisus claims that this din remains on Maskana, that this special itself is only added the base level when you have a din. But in the Shulchan Aruch, that opinion is not true. In the Chavim Yerodev, it is not true. The Beir Adel, that's what it says. He says that's the min adelim that most people do not say. Taisus here raises a question. Taisus Gimel Akha Mazutra quotes the Nusach Kher Atev HaMeitev Kher Lehem Ezayin Emes Iker Adin Atev HaMeitev. That's why he says Baruch Ad Hashem Kher Mechel Atev HaMeitev. That's the whole Baruch. Let's say when you have Shiva Yari, you can say, that's it. Baruch Ad Hashem Kher Mechel Atev HaMeitev. So the same here, the Baruch Ad Hashem Kher Mechel Atev HaMeitev. Then Taisus says the later generation, the Yaranan, Shalvash Malkiyah, Shalvash Dimula, Shalvash Akavir, that's later. But this is the Nusach HaBaruch Ad Beit Rov, Ezayin Emes, etc. That's Medina. So you say that first. Before you get to the shoulders, you move it to the head of the bone, the head of the bone, the head of the bone. Then you say, I'll tell you that, maybe, and then you continue, says his quote. Then you continue the rest of the drop off on it. Yeah, something like Judy Kandu. The Sama Capella, what the places in my talking right, but the Mechaber says the whole thing is very difficult. He says, the other says it's Brach on Shabbos invention. But the Mechaber writes, if invention is here, if invention is here, then he does say, if he has outsiders there, then it's like, it's the Fahesia, or if he has the Asura. Sounds like even if there are no outsiders there, it's Asura, it's Asura, it's Asura. What's the Gavelis of you? What's the Gavelis? They look at him, it's the Gavelis. Think what? The Shabbat of what? It's not broken, it's a chesamai, one of the seconds, same with Beit Ovo. I did the Beit Ovo on Shabbat. What does that do with Nir Gavela? It's a shver ain't all the place because we're in Moed Kos Nan Dab Kos Nan Bey. But in the Chabad court, if it's going to be recited, the first year, then it's a violation of Nir Gavela for the Hesia on Shabbat, which you're not allowed to do. It's a paper. I'm not to say it's a good idea. But Taisus says you may say it, that it's real, but it's not a good idea. Just pastor or not, because that's the Sophia.
How does it come up? What is it? You got the Sophia.
If your last day is the Yechidus, you get Tzidikah Din first day. It's not a violation of Avelut B'Shabbos. This Tzidikah Din is not a violation. But we don't say Tzidikah Din
on the
wrong
one.
Need a minimum for the Shura. The Nicham Avelum and the Beit HaKvayis is the Nicham Avelum that's done the Rabbim. If you don't have 10 people, if you don't have 10 Menachem, and it's Menachem, so let the people be Menachem over. Babayit, what do you have to make a big choice? Bajay, if you have 10 people, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, in the 2nd Perek, if you have Enshur of Kusum Asor, if you have 10 people there, the Beit HaKvayis, so they should do a Nicham Avelum Shal Rabbim, in addition to the Nicham Avelum that the same to do Shal Yochid privately. Because that's how that goes. And all the mitzvahs should be on the Mahadeiro, should be fulfilled on a double level, on a level of the Yochid and a level of the Rambam, like Zochid the Rambam right. You have the Shulachim go around, the Rambam go around to collect from home to home, every Yochid to eat Zochid, and then the Rambam right that that's not sufficient. In addition to that, the Kehila should have organized Kutushal Zochid, the Rambam right, Nochus Matzah Sanim, the Yehilam Dachim, we never heard of a Jewish community that doesn't have a Kutushal Zochid. But you have to have an organized, see the different activity of giving stuff in addition to the Yechidim giving stuff. So they should thought that this is a general, one can generalize this, yeah, this is Shabbat Alam HaHadar. That's why that by the Nicham Avel, we should be fulfilled both because it's Mitzvah Shal Rabbim and Mitzvah Shal Yosef. If you have less than a million, so there's no Rabbim, so there's no Tzibur. So what they have to do on the Beit HaKvayis, so there won't be Nicham Avel. Bye-bye. They rush to do this.
What exactly is that unit from?
The Nicham Avelim is going to have later, so what's the behalf to have it now? It's not in the mood anyway to have the Nicham Avelim right after the Shoshim Eichim into the Father. It's actually not going to write a minute that you don't go be Menachem over the first 3 days. Till the third day in the camp, then you go. Shouldn't go the first 3 days.
But 10 people have to be men, or could be women, men and women together? I mean, does that have to be 10 men or what?
Pastors doesn't have to be men. It's not a union of Devish and Kudish. No, that's what we said. We follow the Tanakhama against the Rakhita because that's what Manzutra said. We say, the Brach HaTeva Meitiv is Manshit Tiknuha, only consists of Brach HaTashim Agam HaTeva Meitiv. That's what he got to draw. And this is Medina di Gemar, Medina Tanan, you have to say, Bainem is Kelem is Shes Bitzarek, you say that. And after that, then you say, Hate is one, Hate is one, Hate is one, then you say, Allah is Prophet later. The attention doesn't call it, because it's what I don't think about. Take the right to Adiway Harachman, but I don't think that's our practice. I think we have all of the Hatzodas and the Gemulas and the Marty, but there's not Bitzarek on Martin. There's not Bitzarek on Yes. You look, it doesn't have the mitzvah for the Beit Omer. How can I do it? He doesn't have like patience. Here he has
הקבע בין המקין הדנת בראינו ועלה נהייתם ושאין כדי שעקב ראינו ראי איסו המלך עצה ונעית ולא קשה בכל יורים החיית ומאית ודיית ובנו המלך החי הצד המאית וקל להם לדיין להם שאיזה צדק He hasn't done some different.
Yeah.
He has everything before.
Right.
I thought Tysus was saying that. I thought Tysus was telling us that since Mikir Adin, the Brocha is only Atayt Ametiv, then you should add this on right away. And then say, Haytiv Lana, Metiv Lana, Yaytiv Lana, everything at the end, after that. Do you believe? Yes, I don't know. I'm still looking at Yishayim, I don't know. I didn't think there was something.
Yeah,
yeah.
Where is the
Mishnah?
Where
is the Mishnah?
Where
is the Mishnah? Where is the Mishnah? Where is the Mishnah? Where is the Mishnah? Where is the Mishnah? Where is the Mishnah? In the Mishnah? Where is 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 the Mishnah? How are you supposed to have the shura? You have the Menachem standing still and the Avelim walking between, and you have Pacheret. The Avelim stand still and Menachem walk just fine. So that's two Minhagim. The Tanoim has a different version. So our practice is when they read it, we have the Avelim walking with
Why
at the end of the month of the south? Yeah, that's the basic point. Why Ashina Yayin? Why Ashina Yayin said that? Sometimes there's Yayin, but others there's not.
I had a
course
of Yayin.
I don't know. Maybe that's why. I don't know. So we have to let's see. I don't know exactly. Then the Gemara has a shayla. And then Vavan Rebbe, the Gemara has a shayla Lehechan Hu Chayzer. About 15 lines from the top. After the song Nitzvah HaBrocha that you say the day for also. He's starting to mention the Taisus, he left there. The Taisus, you are Matzah Mazutra. Shep has a shayla whether you have a right to check on the Nitzvah HaBrocha. How does the Gemara have the Nitzvah on the base also? Okay, Dayan HaMishreit HaTzitzitik L'Keach HaMishpot. The Rebbeinu Shalom takes away the life of people. He just causes people to die the Mishpot. With a judgment, in other words, it's a punishment, the person sins, so the Rebbeinu Shalom causes him to die. Is that all we saw? That any Mishpot B'loi Ches? That no one ever dies unless he sins? Or should we perhaps assume that the original Eitz HaDaas, the original chesed of the Eitz HaDaas, the Rebbeinu Shalom said, Yom HaKoch Ramenu, by some rules, that if he's not eating the Eitz HaDaas, the Oymish is going to be, he's going to die. And one saw the Mishan ate from the Eitz HaDaas, then it was Nikmas HaMisal HaOylam and Eitz HaLetzmo. And now everybody dies, even if you'll find that Tzadik has never sinned at all, such a thing as you know, and he's still going to die. So Tyson's quote, there's an aggression about that, huh? The one at the end of the first second world battle says that there are a few people who died because of the let's look up these, but they never sinned at all, they were tzaddikim, you know, and then nonetheless, it was nikna tzaddikim al levam. And so it's called
original sin. I mean, it's
original sin,
because
you
don't
have a reason of it. I don't know. That there's a discussion, should you assume a Nisa B'Lechet or not? And we assume Yesh Nisa B'Lechet. It isn't involved. It was Nisnes of Nisa Ha'ilam that everyone dies even if the person doesn't deserve to die well. But that's why the Baal Allah has given us chapters on the Nisa. Because how can you say, look at the Mishpah, that the Rebbeinu Shalom takes away the life of the people? The Mishpah means that there's always a judgment, and the person loses the judgment, and that's why he dies. It must be a Nisa B'Lechet. I suggest the Matkona Fagimari. That's what the Bahas tells us. The Taisa says, me way mekach. Mekach ain't a mocha. Taisa says, yeah, that's a good shepherd. You have no right to cross out the word the Mishpat just because of that. Why? Because 99% true. That's what it means. 99% true. Could be. I remember Rav Soloveitchik once commented that when we were learning in Maria, So in Perek HaRei, the Gemara quotes the Nusach HaBrocha that you say when you visit the Beit HaKvoris. And he says, Asher Yotzer Eskan Din, Zal Eskan Din, Mishilkel Eskan Din, Nehem Eskan Badin. So you say also. The Marsha asks the Kasha and asks Gemara, what do you mean Asher Yotzer Eskan Badin? The Rebbeishon created me and the Midas Adin. The Gemara said, originally the Tchila also, the Marsha of the Midas Adin, then the Rebbeishon swore that it's not going to... When he created all of the sun, but when he created human beings, he said that Midas Adin is not going to work, so she could think about Midas Adin. So you had to be in the Shabbos. How do we say, Asher Yotzer Eskan, we're talking about creation of human beings. Asher Yotzer Eskan Adin, that wasn't so. Maybe the first 6 days, maybe the first 5 days of the Bria. Well, God didn't, but when it came to Yom HaShishi, when the Bansham created Adam, then it was Yom HaTorah HaShem HaRuki, the Shem HaChesed, the Mitzvah of the Shem HaDin, and creation of Adam. So how do you say Asher Yotzer Eskan Adin? The memory of Salvation said at that time to answer the Mashiach Kasha, he doesn't think that that's what the Tzivish HaMilus is Badin. He says Badin means with the Chesed. Asher Yotzer Eskan Adin doesn't mean with the Midas Adin. Yishir Kolot Kadin with the Midas Adin. The Emet Eskan Adin with the Midas Adin. He says maybe Din means with the Chesed, the Darshan has some grand plan in the world. And he said, the Rav said that that's what the Mitzvah HaTzivah means when he say, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, he said, Kela Adin the Yom Din. What do you mean, Yom Kippur is a Yom Adin? Yom Kippur is a Yom HaChesed. How can you call it the Yom Adin? So he thought that the Yom Adin that we refer to Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur as Yom Din, he thought that it means the day of Chesdenus, a day of Rechening. The Darshan makes calculations then, whether he should continue having the people live, whether he should continue with the government, whether he should continue with the world, what he should do. So he thought here also, yeah, I wrote it all in this paper. So here also, perhaps, I was thinking, maybe that's the pshat in the Mitzvah over here. They lekech the mishpot. Does it really mean the mishpot means that there was a Beit HaMishpot and there was a judgment? And the Beit HaMishpot passed him that he sinned and that's why he deserves to die. Maybe the phrase HaMishpot also means the same as Badin. But it was a Cheshbon, it didn't just happen accidentally. Mishpot is the means if he did an Aveira, then he has to have a Kapot. What if the person never did an Aveira? That's the Ba'at Kasha. If he never did an Aveira, so then he should never die. And then nonetheless, the Maskon of the Gemara is that Yesh Mishpot B'Lai Chesh, that a lot of people will die. But that has a Kapot. It's not a Mechapot. So what's Tachib Shad? Lekech the Mishpot, he could say that Tachib means to say 99% of the case is true. But we can see that the Mishpot means with a Cheshbon, people don't just die accidentally. They die with the Bansham has a Cheshbon, yes. We don't know. I don't know. We can't tell by looking. The Gemara has a discussion, and the Gemara and the Shabbos come to the conclusion that it is possible to have Mitzvah B'Leichet. The Imam Barbatu says in the end of the first century that there were a few tzaddikim throughout all the generations, not too many, mostly Yalimah. There were a few tzaddikim throughout all the generations who died and who didn't really deserve to die. They never did any of it.
A Reinhard, yes.
Okay.
That doesn't mean
we judge this particular person that you deserve a death penalty.
It doesn't mean
that it's a mishpat against it. You don't have to say that it's 99% or so. It's 100% correct. Mishpat means that it's with a reason. It's not just accidental. Okay.
It says
Probably, yeah.
The Gemara says, Ish Bechetza Yemata, Leim Tov, it's not one of Ish Bechetza Yemata, it's on the Ish, or Dovla. Finally, before Bar Mitzvah, after before Bar Mitzvah, the Baruch Shalom causes children to die because of the sins of the parents. And not because of this. That's the life of the Dovla, the They can't be punished because of the parents, they didn't do anything. That being Misha Balechet? Okay. So it's not that you have to become
tenured.
Yeah, yeah. But not about the youth then. Yeah. You tell on the Eitz Adas, the person is missing, the person at Rizal. If he has chait, chait means that he's there. The person is lacking in Avera for which you should attribute, and nonetheless, the Umas, and he died. So how did that happen that the person died? He didn't do it. So the answer is, the Salisa is all right. You should be telling on the Eitz Hadas. That's what the Gemara says. Because you made the deed, you shall not hush. Because it is there, the Eitz Hadas. And that's what the question I read out. The Gemara goes back to the topic of Ben Shemizun. The Gemara has a very unclear Gemara, very unclear. Yeah. About 15 lines from the top with a small letter base, an Ayin Mishpat letter. Lehechon Huchay there, Gemara is a shot of finding somebody who is mopsic in the middle of something, and then when he comes back to bench, so where does he pick up in the bench? So the Gemara has a machlekes, so that this is the Abayu HaMachoyz of the Rosh, it starts from the beginning, Abad and I'm in the Machm Shepasik, and that's how he passed it. That's the Machm Shepasik. What are they talking about? What's going on? The Rashi gives his name. Rashi is consistent. The whole Gemara, Rashi goes with Shepasik. The Chacham Ashkenan, the three people eating bread. And one of them isn't finished, and the two want a bench with them, and the third has to be mopsik in the middle of the sandwich in order to accommodate the two. So how in the middle of the reading of the sandwich, clearly on the end of the Dagana Sakai. And then the other two continue to bench, and he finishes his sandwich and whatever, and then he's ready to bench. And he benches now, so where does he begin from? Does he begin from Neidelacha? Because when a person Rashi sheet is, when a person benches the sheet, it starts from Neidelacha. And he says, how can it be? It's impossible. That's what Rashi holds. Rashi holds that a Yachid benches to begin from Neidelacha. The only time he starts in Baruch HaTzal Zan HaTzal HaKulub HaTzal from the beginning, from the very beginning, is when you're benching the Zunim. Here the Shain is, the one who was not sick in the middle of the sandwich to bench with the other two, he did bench the Zoom, and he ate with me, he answered, and he was listening to the end of the Zanus HaKol, and then he smirked right afterwards, because the two smirked right afterwards. So the Shabbat is not, do you treat him like a Yochid when he benches later and he just starts to make the HaKol? Do you say no? After all, he was part of the Zoom, and he ate more bread after he entered the Zanus HaKol, until the end of the Zanus HaKol, he ate more bread afterwards. Maybe I have to start again from Baruch HaTorah, Zana Shalom Kuru B'Tuva.
He doesn't make the Zuman anymore.
No, he doesn't have to rush again. He's in the middle and he doesn't want to make a Hesach Hadad. He doesn't want to make a Hesach Hadad. No, he listens to the other two till he has Zana Shalom. He doesn't have to wash again, doesn't have to stand mostly again, no. But then he goes, after they finish Zana Shalom, he continues finishing eating his bread. And now the machlekes is lahechon ha'chayzer. When it's third, when the yochid benches not the yochid is, so where does he start from? So the first madama says chayzer l'rosh. He has to start from the beginning of Arizona Shalom Kuna B'tuva. Why? I didn't only bench the yochid. No, but he wasn't the star of Tuazimah. So he was mischayed gevard and from the whole benching from the very beginning. And he ate more bread after they said the first bracha Arizona Shalom. So he's mechayed now. Can he repeat the first bracha again? He has to start from the beginning. And the other one, I'm disagreeing, saying, no, the Makhna Shepasek, right? I mentioned this, it's start from Neidelacha. And the Hilchos said, that's how he's asking, he starts from the Neidelacha. Hashtetus is not going to accept this. Shantetus, I'm on an hour, they're screaming. They never heard of such a thing. No one observed that she did. It's absolutely wrong, it can't be. The Tetus has to give a substitute shot. The Tetus has two other shots. So the second shot in Tetus is
much halfway along the way Rashi learned. The first shot in Taisa and Gan some different. The second shot in the Taisa is for Harami Yibrod. The Taisa is Lehech and Achayz, look at the second half. But Rabbeinu Moshe and the Yibrod, that was the Rebbe of the Ramban. Rabbeinu Moshe and the Yibrod to Yireish, it was a late Balazensi. The Koy Ashlosh Shachlu, there were three people who ate together, and one of them was Yotza Lashuk. So the Gemara says, Koyim Loi, you whistle to him, let's say he's outside of the window, and the Gemara says he doesn't even have to come back, as long as he pays attention, he's outside of the window, inside, waiting there. So you can be Mitzarek and Kadesh with him. But he's busy talking to the mailman, or talking to the next door neighbor, but he's not holding, he's not interested in coming back and benching him out. He's racist in his racist now. So we whistle to him, and we start, we bench with him, and then he has to wait till Hazonah Tachol. And now he comes back and he's holding that bench, and he didn't need any more bread in between. He didn't need any more bread, he was just smoothing, he had a conversation in between. He was master. So now when he comes back to bench, now that's a machloek is lehecha nechayzer. If it would be destroyed like Rashi learned, that he's eating, he's continuing to eat his sandwich, he was master from the zoom in, till Hazonah Tachol. And then he eats more bread. The Taisus says, wasn't it a good start? Of course, you have to start Hazonah Tachol from the beginning. He ate more bread. You have to say Hazonah Tachol for the little bit of bread that you had afterwards also. But Hachamash, Enon, that he entered Mizuman and he didn't need any more bread afterwards. So that's the shot. Yes, that's an Amashuk. Kurd Loy, they called him, and he doesn't have to come back. And the Zamnim Allah. So what's the Shaila? Lehechem said, what's the Shaila? V'achav doi, to the end of the time, V'achav doi, there's the Shaila Lothem in Ashur, Lehechem a Chayzer. So that's a Machlekes. So what a thing in his Chayzer Arash. What do you mean? He was talking in between Hazonah Tachol. He listened to the end of Hazonah Tachol. If he wanted to, he could have been Yotze with Hazonah Tachol. But what if he's going there, continues his conversation with the next one? It's obviously not Yotze to anything. You have to start again from the beginning. Lehechem a Chayzer Arash. Start again from the beginning. And the next mandoman, we pass him like that, hold no. After Nichol, the Lord cautioned Hazon Shalilas, Loyokho, how did he say? My squad, he didn't need anything. And we passed him the Makim Shapos, what does it mean? He's Yaiti Hazon Shakol, and he has his conversation there, and then he's got some right in the court. And even though he's Gnostic, he's not allowed to be Gnostic in the middle of the benching, he's not allowed to even be Gnostic, it says in Shohanov, we treat benching like davening Shmonev. Anything that differs Kriya Shema, you're allowed to be Gnostic in Tanakh Kovat, in Tanakh Yira, the Rakudas would be allowed to be mastered. In the middle of benching, you're not allowed to be mastered at all. Even in between one drop and the other, you're not allowed to be mastered at all. A shot if you're allowed to enter Ramin, let the few people are benching together. So if the benching is zoom in, and then the Mizamin says the benching out loud, that's the Ikir Adin. He's supposed to say the benching out loud, he's supposed to say Amen. It's only a minute that the Mechabit calls that we bench along with the one who's benching the zoom. But let's say you have only two men. You don't have three men. They're not benching the zoom in. And I finish Hazonah Tachol, and I hear my wife say Hazonah Tachol. I hear the children say Hazonah Tachol. The pastor from the Shulchan Aruch says, you're not allowed to answer them. When I say Yotzer Amoros, and the Chazim says Yotzer Amoros, and the other Balabos, the other people, every time I hear someone say Yotzer Amoros, I hear somebody say Shachar Yibidvaros. I said Yotzer Amoros, and I hear somebody say Shachar. I said, what does it say on them? They're not talking in between one dog and the other, or in between Shema, Bahayu, and Shema. Those are they not talking. If I hear somebody say Shachar, I should answer Amen. I hear someone say Bar Nefesh, I should say Amen. Not only on that bracha, on any bracha, on any bracha that I hear. But if I'm in the middle of benching, you're not allowed to be Gnostic at all in the middle of benching. Not in the middle of the bracha, not in between one bracha and the other. I go Chaim Ra'adin like Shmuel Esrei. But you're not allowed to be Gnostic at all. You're not permitted to be Gnostic at all. So the Pashtus is the only thing you're allowed to be Gnostic is to answer Amen to the Mizamim, who's benching on Zulim. But if you're not benching the Zumbin, Sami, why is it saying, or one of the sons is benching also, you don't have a Mizumbin. So the pastor says, you're not supposed to be Mastic either in between one block and the other. To say Omen. So here, Taisus Lord, the Rav Meisher Meir Zerah, learns that that's the Pshat in the Gemara. Three people reading together, they were in this class at the bench, and said, let them walk out. And the right said, walk out, he's walking out to some person in the house. So the Halacha says, we don't have to be Matriachim to come back in and to bench with us. He can answer the Zuman where he is, and he has to wait to listen until Hazonah Tachol. So the Halacha is saying that now he's not allowed to be Matrik, you have to continue to go to the No! That is the same as saying he has to come back and bench. The Halacha says he doesn't have to bench right now. He may continue to do whatever he thinks he's doing over there, and continue to bench later. But that's the shadow. When he continues to bench later, how much of the benching does he have to sit? So the Moshe Leibor says, we talk to him, that's his shadow. We talk to him, Halacha. that he was talking in the middle. We make a lot. We allowed him to continue talking over there. He just has to be mastered from Rabbi Simon's own bench and to him to feel as Anasako. Then he can continue his conversation and then pick up later. It was nice little
fun. Okay, then maybe the woman, the old woman, is only on the first floor. They could even be allowed to say the book, on the map of Anasako. The and the rest, each one, the murder of each one bench by himself. The old woman is only on the first floor.
Not really. The Shulchan Aruch says that the real correct practices and intention of whom then, that the Mizam should say everything till the other Mayach has been, should say everything out loud. Because the
Igor had himself, because he was a Mizam, but the other two who said here, they separated, said he has to finish until the end.
Yes.
He started. But he doesn't need more than the other two people to finish.
Well, he doesn't need more.
That's what other people get up. But no, right? Because he has to continue to begin.
No, they're not going to be there.
Yeah.
No, so he doesn't have to stay out loud. If the others are eating. But then what is he going to gain if he's going to stay out loud if they're not paying attention? No. We only have to say the whole benching of the Mizam has to be out loud if someone else is going to be listening. If the others are eating, or the others
are eating. The other person is eating, so therefore,
now here, I'm making the equivalent like this. You have three people laid together, one went out, and he's busy with something else. That makes it. The Gemara said on the earlier top, we can misdirect him to the Zimun, even though he's over there. We don't insist that he should come back. If you want a bench without storage, then he has to come back into the room. Till he comes back in. But if you're only benching the Shloisha, Zimun of Shloisha, not about Torah, we can misdirect him even though he's not in the room. And then he has to wait and listen till the end of Azana Sakor, and then he continues his conversation. And then when he comes back and he's finally ready to bench, there's a machleket samar running, where does he have to start from? So the first one down the hall, you have to start from Azana Sakor, from the beginning. Because he was talking in between. How can you say he's here to the first bracha, then he has his conversation, then he starts no bracha, you're not allowed to talk in the middle of benching. Even if that's...
He was
going to the Zimun, and he gave to the first block 10 minutes ago.
That's giving only one, therefore you can be going to the Zimun, only giving only one more block. Because then he continues. He says no, that there's no more Zimun anymore. Because he gave to the office.
Okay, yeah, but there is
no more
Zimun. But he has to bench. But he has to bench. He starts the bracha that he said 10 minutes ago with the Nezul Chah that he says now. The Nezulchah, that's a great lady, that's our Moshe Neir Holland. And the third sheet there, that's the beginning of the Tosis. The Tosis says, how can it be? And then they say, around the 8, 10 lines into the Tosis. Akin Tzach Leimah, before our Moshe Neir Holland. Akin Tzach Leimah doesn't go, and they said, oh, Merefnish, Mitzayim Zayin, Azonot HaKol, to Nezulchah. No, not that way. And the bench, Mizumun, to the Mizamun says, Rosh Hashanah Mishlok, to the Chayim. And then, HaMevarech HaYim, the Mezamin says, Nevarech Shachalm Mishloach. Nevarech Shachalm Mishloach. And what are the Mitzvah names of Baruch Shachalm Mishloach? So now the Machlokes is, when the Mezamin repeats now, what does he repeat? Is he Chayzal Eresh? Does he repeat what he said the first time, Nevarech Shachalm Mishloach? Or they say no, the Machlokes Shepasak means he says the same Nusach that they said. Baruch Shachalm Mishloach to the Chayim. That's the Machlokes. And the Machlokes is, that's our practice. Because Baruch Shachalm Mishloach to the Chayim, that's called the Machlokes Shepasak. The Rav Meisha Nivro came out the same as Rashi, except that he took off the Shnei of Tliya on the Rashi. Rashi says that he eats more bread and he only starts to make the Lachak in a bit. He took off the Kasha, but it's still Tela. He's a master 10 minutes of conversation between the first Rocha and make the Lachak. The first sheet in Tzitzis is in Gamsan and on the Pshat. But that's the Maskana, that's we do pass them on together. The first day in Tzitzis says, that's how we do all the time. But the Mizamein, if everybody says Baruch Hashem Shalai, the Mizamein says again, Baruch Hashem Shalai, it doesn't say Mizariah. It doesn't really speak what he said the first time. It speaks what they just said. Such an unclear Gemara. The Gemara has in Yonim of the Acheret, the Sud, the different things. Different things. And the top of Nem Zayin HaMelalot, the Gemara has it in that a lot of people are not medactic about. It will discuss the top tasis and enzyme analysis plus is that Gemara. Gemara has a din, about 10 lines from the top. Amar Rav Yudha Vrede Rav Shmuel Basher is Mishmei De Rav. Rav said a din. If I say how much to you on Shabbos on Friday night, and everybody says I'm named Yerushu with my bracha, they don't say their own bracha. And then I tell Lloyd to piece of challah to everybody. He sounds like he says they're not allowed to eat the challah until I eat the... Ain't I'm assuming, Rashaim, level close. No one is allowed to nibble any food until I eat. I should eat them, have it until I eat them. What kind of a din is that?
You didn't serve this to me. What if it doesn't play?
Oh, the one day in Rishonim is...
He says,
one day in Rishonim is because... If they're going to eat, what's going to be, they're going to eat relying on my brother, and then what's going to be if I never eat anything? It's going to turn out my brother is a brother of October. We're talking about the Birchat HaNehenim. Birchat HaNehenim, I can't say a brother to you unless I'm eating also. So you better not eat anything until first I eat, so then my brother is called my Birchat HaNehenim is sour. I'm eating, and then you know that it's not a brother of October, then you can eat. The patient says in Sochim, the same place as appears in Sochim, Kuv Vav and Aleph, because they have a kasha from the Gemara. The sentence says in Sochim, but what if I'm saying Kiddush? What if I'm saying Kiddush? But Kiddush, the Gemara says, I can say to other people, even the birthday of Rosh, and I can say for you, even though I'm not drinking at all, I already said Kiddush. We don't treat it like a retreat, like a business on this floor. And that person says, not only on Friday night, the person says the Kiddush even on Shabbos morning. The person says that
it's...
That what?
To the
party on the table, you serve. Unless I give everybody wine, so are they allowed to drink the wine before I drink the wine? The Taisa says yes. One day the Taisa says yes. Why? Because the whole chashash is that I'm going to say a bracha, I may not eat, I may not drink. This is not my bracha, a bracha of Atola. So he's not guilty with a bracha of Atola. The only time I can relate to him is if I'm drinking, if I'm eating. But by Kiddush, where the halacha says that I can say bracha, I've lost in any Kiddush, even if I don't drink anything. So it's not going to be a bracha of Atola, even if I don't drink anything. It won't be a bracha of Atola.
That's...
I can relate to him without being yet to myself at all. So that's one day in Turkey. That's this halacha, huh? You mean the Kletnik Allah drink first and then the Masada Kedushin drinks? Yes. Right. So if you hold that, that's the Peshu is Kasha. The Peshu is Sudas and the Kuntra Safran and the beginning of Sudas is Kasha. And the whole literature, if you are heard of a Bada Bada Kasha, how far my practice usually is that the Kletnik Allah drinks the wine and the Masada Kedushin doesn't drink at all? So he says, how are you talking that kind of business? Why does this have to be school and there's no Kasha? Because that's the Medina de Gemara, you're supposed to say Alayai. So we treat Bichas Nisun like Yiddish. I can say the Bartha Agraf, Mr. Samuel, he's known that being raised again. Yes, I say this in Alayayin, there's only a minute that was instituted by the Goyim. So what do you mean? Because the Goyim instituted the practice that he should be in fact, there's a favorite in Alakas. I can say Bartha Agraf, Mr. Samuel, he's known, I'm not drinking. That was the Kasha of the same issue. But because of that Kasha, then you could even have a practice of drinking Sabalayayin. So they have to drink first. They have to drink, well, if you want to do it, they have to drink first and then give to the Chasim Kala. It's not going to help if the Chasim Kala is going to drink first and then they're going to drink later on.
That's what they do.
That's because Kamadik didn't want it to be noticeable. So these are still on the finger. When do they lick off the finger? So if you're going to walk down and then lick off the finger, they don't accomplish anything. They don't accomplish anything. The whole story is they have to drink first. They have to do it quickly.
That's what we're going to do. We're going to do the shadow and say it, but I'm not going to find me to say that. So let's go out and
even I'm not eating, right? The same Gemara. The Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, you can say Hamoitzi for Achilles Masa for some of those people in Adri.
You can do it. Hamoitzi can go to the other one people
you can. Right, and the same Gemara. You can say Rosh Hashanah with the Kiddush for some of those people in Adri. And I might see Rashi, let's not be even not eating the same shtickle of Gemara in the end of the third set of Rosh Hashanah.
So that's really you have to bring first.
You don't have to give
anybody. Havdalah, what do you mean?
You need to do it. You have to bring first.
Okay. Different than Havdalah. I'm meaning it that we don't say a lot. The Bali Atesh had a meaning that they did give Havdalah to the earth. Okay. But this is one sheet in Tosfos. The Tosfos himself says that this halacha, Einan Tum Hashem Lechol Tum, the others are not allowed to eat until I eat, is because it's a Birchas HaNeinim, Hamotzi is a Birchas HaNeinim, and my bracha is not foul until I eat something. Kol Zman Atom eats, like the Habracha of Atomah. Then you have a right to eat on the smash that I'm going to eat. Maybe I'll never eat, I'll never drink, but it's like my bracha of Atomah. So it'll turn out that you have no bracha to be Maya. And if that's the pshat, then Tosfos writes in Sochim that it doesn't apply to Kiddush, because in Kiddush I can say the bracha of Atomah even if I don't drink at all. That's one day. But Tosfos here asks the Kashem, we don't do that first. Tosfos here asks the Gemara tells their story. That once on Shabbos morning there, Mechabed, one of the Amoraim, maybe he'd like to say Kiddush HaRabbah. Mm-hmm. He didn't know the Maestas, he didn't know what Kiddush HaRabbah. The big Kiddush. So he said, fine. He's going to say, I don't know what you mean. He said, fine, give me the back. Take the back of your figure, you can't go wrong. He's going to say, Tarei, Baruch HaGoshen. Then the figure's going to play by ear. What's going to come next? What's going to come next? The figure is going to come to say another bracha. Interesting, how much a function has a sugar. He never heard this Amoyra in the Gemara there, never heard that you say anything, on Shabbos morning, never heard that you say anything more than Baruch HaGoshen. But nonetheless he was prepared to say another bracha, they're going to give him a sitter and tell him Zog the bracha. Even though it's not his name, he's going to say another bracha. He was lucky, it turned out they didn't say any other bracha, that was all. He said Baruch HaGoshen and that's it. Now he said, and he's told, and they drank first. Okay, they drank first. But Amoyra points out, you see from the Gemara, that he thought to himself in his mind, well, first I'm going to say Baruch HaGoshen, that's where he always thought, Baruch HaGoshen. And then I'll figure it out, I'll say the rest by ear, I'll figure out the rest, what else they want me to say yes to the Baruch. He had in mind to say another prophet if they wanted to. He was lucky if they didn't. But you see from the mind that if you come to a community place, and they say halal on Pesach night with a bracha and shul, and you don't have that meaning, but that's the meaning that they say this bracha. Okay. You go along with them. They have to have some bracha in the place to go.
I just
knew what happened and I can say no. I'm not going to say no. I'm not
going
to say no. I'm not
going
to say no. I'm not going to say no. I'm not going to say
no.
I'm not going to say no. I'm not going to say no. I'm not going to say no. I'm not going to say no. I'm not going to say no. I'm not going to say no. I'm not going to say no. I'm not going to say Let's say the person has the minyan that he doesn't say a bracha on the shorosh, when he puts on his stone, he doesn't say a bracha. And then he davens and glories, but he asks you, the chazan says the bracha out loud. Not the mishkanver, he has to say the bracha on the shorosh out loud, even though he never says the bracha. But it's a minyan gamakam that he says his bracha, so you don't consider that a bracha or a tola. Sure. That's what you think of that gemara. But then Tosfos is caught up with this kash. What happened in the story to the Tosfos of Governor's figures? So they already figure out, with his ingenuity, to figure out what comes next. Then what came next? Some old man started to drink the water. So that's the Shem Pashtan, and that's it. That's the whole Kiddush. And there's no more to say, they also drink. So they say, Kasha, what's with this old man? Did he do Kiddin or did he do Shaloi Kiddin? How was he allowed to drink the wine before me? He should have waited to me. So how am I ever going to figure out what we're supposed to do? That was Tosfos Kasha. That what?
Yeah.
On the Gemara, it sounds like it says here, no one is allowed to eat before the one who says the bracha eats or drinks. So I come over there, the old man, the Gemara says, the old man drank. The old man, Ahu Sava. Maybe Ahu Sava did Shalai Kedin. Who knows? Maybe the old man didn't know the name, but that's taking kasha. It says, if you're close to the story about a husa, we assume that he did chidin. It says, he leaned over, gok and mishat, he drank the cup. I don't know what he see. You're allowed to drink the wine before the mevarkin. The Tosfos himself and says it's not a kasha because it is Kiddush. In Kiddush, I can emotionally eat even though I'm not drinking at all. And Tosfos is a Kiddush because it's talking about Kiddush on Shabbos morning. It's not talking Kiddush on Friday night. So you see from the Tosfos there are more fastings that are lost. And not only do you say on Friday night, I can be much to you with the Kiddush even though I'm not drinking, even on Shabbos morning. The whole Kiddush only consists of Baruch HaGoshen, and that's cool. So one could have argued the point and said, like, there is more there. This is what he means. Kiddush on Shabbos morning, just a different foundation. How can you say you can be much to somebody else, but Tosfos holds all of that so that you can't? But here Tosfos has the cash and you don't give that to us. That Kiddush is shiny because you can never go wrong. It's never going to become a Baruch HaGoshen. So that's what Taitus answers. That's what Taitus answers. And the Taitus is Shema Yesh... Inami, this is first Kodek Yisrael. He said, Inami Yeshlaima. The next answer, excuse me. Will be Yishami Yesh. The next one, that's what Kodek Yisrael says. Yishami Yesh on the fourth line of Taitus. Right. Yishami Yesh, that it depends. Taitus says, basically, those are two opposite sheets here, but they're both based on the same thing. Because the Din and the Gemara, that no one is allowed to eat or drink before I eat or I drink, I'm the one who says the Derecha. It's not Halacha, it's based on Derech Eretz. So the question is, which way does the Derech Eretz dictate? So the opposite sheet, so the first sheet in Taitu that we quote from Yishami is, that's another quote in the Shulchan Aruch is, that if I say Hamaisi, and everybody has a little challah, I say Brokhi Adlof, and everybody has a little wine already in their Becher beforehand. But then they don't have to wait for me to eat or to drink, since they already have. So there's no violation of Becher because they begin to eat or to drink before me. But if everybody's going to get their wine from my Becher, so I, before I take a sip, I'm going to start pouring from my Becher into all the little Becherah, and then they're going to start grabbing the wine, they're going to start eating before me. So that's a violation of Becher. They're all relying on my Chal, I'm going to cut up the Chal, I'm going to tell them the Chal, they're going to start eating the Chal before me. So that's a violation of their And that old man in the Gemara in Pesachim had his own becher of wine, there was no problem. So different, he made a mistake. Okay, so they're up to God for the other. Then the Gaonim say that it's wrong. They hold that it's wrong. But there was such an idea that whenever it's a Hussava, he was an old man, an ancient man who always appears in different generations, must be Ali Allah. The Gaonim say it's wrong because the Gemara sometimes says that a Hussava did an Aveira. It appears that it's not the same a Hussava and Gansha. It means once upon a time, there was an old man, it doesn't always mean that it's the same. But then Tavish's quote, in the middle of the Tesis, they quote a day, Punktverkehr, Vastabli Kutzi, Hoya Oimer, Punktverkehr. It says like this, if I say Hamaisi, and everybody gets it with my block, and they're going to grab, if they have their own challah they're going to eat before me, that's a violation of that. But if I'm cutting the challah, and I give you a piece of challah, I gave you the challah, so what's the violation of that? If I'm tailing like the wine in my becher before I take a sip, and I'm pouring everyone else's becher, I give you the wine. So what's the violation of that? I give you the wine to drink. So that's not a violation. That doesn't fire for the kasha with the hahu. So far. Because the Amorah said to Rishon in Zohar, standing with his tongue hanging out, he thought he was going to say another prophet. He didn't say like any wine to anybody. And the old man started to drink. He doesn't fire for the kasha with this. Taisa just quotes the Sami Kufi. One of the Bala says the same distinction as the Shami, but Punfakir, just the reverse. If I gave him, if I'm telling right to them, then there's no violation of their hair. And if it takes on its own, then there is a violation of their hair. This is Shikus. It's a question of Shulchan Aruch is really right. Let's say if he's saying Kiddush. Let's say if he's saying Kiddush, Alayayin, and then you're going to pour wine in all the little bechalach before you take a sip, and then you're going to drink. So when you're going to drink, you may not have a reviews left. And even have your reviews, it may not be considered no way. So the Shannon points out it's considered more, let's say this cup would be considered more, even though it's missing an inch from the top. So it's wave of the coach is molly. So I have a rice and an extra molly cup. At the end of the day, molly doesn't mean mamish molly. Let's call molly, I'll call the dofer. Mamish built to the top, that molly square. Yeah. That's war can't be, because it doesn't need to be over. But it's over for molly, the rupee is molly. It's also called molly. But let's say if I'm going to tell like wine, like I have nine children, I'm going to tell like wine, then I won't even have rays of the kaifa. I may have rays of the becker is full, but it's no longer rid of here. No, it wouldn't be brought about that, but the shah said, my yaitse, the din of Hamavat, so she is it. The din is that in order to be yaitse kiddish, somebody has to dream for Nitosha Bracha. So maybe you're only Yotze if you dream for Nitosha and it's still Mole and it still has the review. That's the Shabbos. And the Mechaber writes that it's not a problem. The Mechaber writes that the Kiddush, no problem. You can take one to a Gotman and pour off a little wine into a little Becher that has way less than a review and drink it. And then the yain will not be taken because he didn't drink directly, and then you can pour the wine. Everyone, no one has an adjourn, no problem. And the Magen Avraham check is on the Mechaber, and he says that if you drink them off in the taste, you can tear it out of the taste. This has a halacha from the Gemara that it's not so. That if I'm stopping drinking wine in the middle of the week, I'm nishkin brach alakoyim, then I can say brach alakoyim here, and I don't want to make the wine taken for some reason or another. I don't want to make it full of my junk. I'll pour the wine to another person, I'll drink it, because there's no din of Amorach HaShe'itim, there's Mishkin Kosha Bracha. But this is true for the Gemara. If you have a Kosha Bracha and the din requires tea at the Imra, then you have to drink from the Kais that has the disease that should be Mole. It's no good if you're going to pour from this Kais to a tiny little Becher, or you're going to pour from the Kais to a little Becher, then you're going to finally sip a few drops of wine that are left. So it's not good. So no one's yet to Amorach HaShe'itim. No one drank from the Kais that had a disease. So what I want to find is, that the Mechaber made a mistake, because if he would have been, he forgot that by then our Tosfos, he said if he would have remembered the Tosfos in Tzachin, he would have never written what he wrote in the Mechaber. Mechaber writes in Shulchan Aruch said it's okay, but you can't pour the wine. And Magen Avraham says it's not correct, it's against an alternate taste, isn't it? Yeah. It's unpleasant. It's unpleasant, but that's what the din really should be. That's what the Magen Avraham said. That is also okay. You have to have, in the new course, you have to have a full review, and it should be almost, the Becher, the new Becher should be almost full. I mean, if I say Kiddush on a big Becher, and I have a smaller Becher, and the smell of that is not the disease, and it's not... Okay, good. That's okay, then I'm throwing more than one from one Becher to the other. Yeah. I don't think so, I don't think so. The Magen Avraham stand against the Mechaber only is based on the taste, where he said it's not going to be Mole, it's not going to have a reveal. But if the new cross is going to have a reveal, then it's going to be almost Mole is also Mole. Then Tosfos at the end of the Tosfos discusses the practice that the din is, strictly speaking, when you say Kiddush, the Gemara seems to say you don't require that each and every person should drink the wine. As long as one person drinks the wine, and that's not Shemitah, the Gemara says, and that is certain, that if you don't have taken a sip of the wine, you're not going to Kiddush. So what does it mean that I say Kiddush and I have all the members of the household there? So each person who wants to be Yotze Kiddush has to take a sip of wine. Whoever does drink the wine is not Yotze. So the Rashbam and most of the Rishonim say that it's not correct. And the Gemara Chacha to the Gemara Erevin Daf Mem. The Gemara says in Erevin that we always say Shechayonu on Yontif. The Gemara says Shechayonu on Yontif, Pesach Shur. Scriptures, Rosh Hashanah, you can say Shechayonu Afila Bashur while you're walking in the street. But our practice is we don't say Tam Shechayonu Bashur. This is going to be Kiddush anyway Allah Yayin, so you say Shechayonu at the end of the Kiddush. Because the Gemara says, but what about Yom Kippur? There is no Kiddush. So you have no choice, so you say Shechayonu and Shur, that's called Bashur. You say Shechayonu, and everybody gets it. So the Gemara says, why? Why shouldn't we have a post Yayin? You say Shechayonu ala Yayin. I am brought to Shechayonu. We'll give it to a little child who doesn't even know what it is Yom Kippur. Like we said at the time. So the Gemara says that we better not do that because we're going to get into trouble. The child is going to remember that he always used to drink wine on Yom Kippur, and then when he becomes Bar Mitzvah, he's going to continue the Heiligen practice. The rabbi himself used to give him the wine on Yom Kippur. He's going to thank you a lot. So the Gemara says that it's Beit Chinah. That if you're going to have it, so we don't allow that. So what do you think in that Gemara? That the din of Hamorah Fel Shiyukim doesn't require that each and every person in the shul should drink the wine. You see, as long as a Jew drinks, I'm standing just to a great technique, but as long as a Jew drinks the wine, it means that cotton. Even though the rabbi's going to drink the wine as a cotton, it's also good. You're going to the din of Hamorah Fel Shiyukim. So that's the halacha that most of the Rishonim bring to prove that on Shabbos and Yom Tov, when you say Kiddush, we don't require that each and every person who wants to be able to the Kiddush has to drink. As long as one person drinks, the Malay looking above the wine, everybody hears. Some of the Rishonim disagree. They say there's two kinds of Rokh HaLakot. if you're just talking about Shechion and one Leal Yom Kippur, or if you're talking about Birchas Avosin, or if you're talking about Birchas Hamazon and Alakos, or something like that, that as long as one person are you saying at this Lila and a Yom Matinus, and you give the wine for somebody to drink, so you yet, everybody's yet and Rosh Hashita. But if you're talking about Kiddush, and Kiddush Elevim of Mishudah, so what is that all about? Why is then Kiddush Elevim of Mishudah? The answer is that the reciting of the Kiddush is for the purpose of being Kaveh the Suda, the Shem Suda Shabbat. So there is a minority opinion. We don't talk like this. But the Rishonim quote, there is a minority, and the two quotes go in will have like that. And whoever doesn't drink the wine is not yet. Because the purpose of drinking the wine is to be Kaveh your Suda, the Shem Suda Shabbat. So what is that? You're going to drink the wine? What does it help me? And you'll meet Lech Mishnah and I'll watch you. Shema Shaina. And you'll need to get those petitions. I'll look at your soul. And you'll need to throw them. Doesn't help. That's like I have to eat my own food. I have to drink my own wine. It doesn't help. And that's what there's a minority opinion who sign it, that the Hechachas and the Gemara, the Erev and Daphnem, is Mishkan Hechachas. The Gemara only, you can only choose from that Gemara, that for general Rech Alakas, it's a decision if one person drinks, you don't need everyone to drink. But the Kiddush, for the sake of any Kiddush Adam and Rachel Suda, to be able to declare Suda the same Suda Shabbos, so whoever doesn't drink the wine is not yet. We don't pass one better. On Shabbos morning is a machloek. What about Kiddush on Shabbos morning? Kiddush on Shabbos morning, all you say is Baruch HaGof and then you drink the wine. There is nothing else in addition to the Baruch HaGof. So Shabbos morning... Oh. So that's why we usually assume in Shulchan Aruch, that one person drinks the wine and everybody gets to the king. That's what we always do. But there were those who were medactic about that. And it did point out that the Shilchit, it's interesting, the Nitziv and the Aruch HaShulchan were brothers in law. The Nitziv sister was married to the Aruch HaShulchan. And then when his first wife died, and he married his niece. He married the Aruch HaShulchan's daughter. She was a grusha. She ran away from her husband. She decided her husband was an amoret, and she ran away, and the police were looking for her because it was against the law to run away from her husband, so she was hiding in a forest for a couple of weeks. And then she ran back to her friends and said she's not going to go back. Her husband doesn't know how to learn, and so for the Gemara all day long, 7 months. If I stay for son, she doesn't want to be married to an amoret, and she ran away. So he said, who's going to want to marry a grusha? So she said, so she won't get remarried. She only wants to be married to her family home. So then when her uncle, when her aunt died, the Nitziv's wife died, and the Shulach and the Galaz and Yeshiva came to collect money, and they said they're looking for Shulach and the Rosh Yeshiva, she said, she'll marry her uncle. He's 40, 50 years old. So she married her uncle. That's why they say it's Nima. Whenever he quotes something from the Nitziv, he calls him Baby Gitu. My uncle, my brother-in-law. First he was his uncle. And then he married his sister. So he became his brother-in-law. So he went to Galaz. The Tarek Nima, the Valojan, he describes in his book, whether he described accurately, whether he's not accurately, whatever, the people don't like what he described there, about Valojan, whatever, he describes his uncle with his sheep and with what was going on there. So it's interesting, they both wrote a chidra on the Shulchan. The Aruch HaShulchan refers to his chidra, I don't know if he's printed, he refers to his chidra on the Shulchan, and then the Tzib has a chidra on the Shulchan, and they both mention the same thing, that in the Shulchan is Mashma, that on Shabbos morning, Kiddush on Shabbos morning, is only a Birchas HaNe'enim, and whoever doesn't drink is just not Yosef. And that's what the quote of Rav Galgala also after says, Mo'er, this one's for Rav Chaim, that he had that feeling also on his own, on HaShulchan, for that on HaShulchan, that he had the impression that whoever doesn't drink the wine on Shabbos morning is not Yosef. And the quote that says, even though Rav Galgala was Rav Chaim's child, he was much younger, from the time that Rav Chaim heard it from Adobele, he was always deductive about that. That he wouldn't be around someone else's Kiddush on Shabbos morning unless he drank a little bit on his own. But usually we say there's no need. On Saturday night for sure, there's no need to drink the wine. Shabbos morning, there's an ancient. Those who help you, you have to drink wine or you can drink yet. Whatever you say, we mentioned, even though it's a whole that you can say Kiddush on Shabbat and Din on Shabbos morning, that's one of the most and shame I got up to. If the wine is not available, by God's Baruch Hashem, the wine is very available. Yes, that's what right. The Moshe writes the whole Shiva. We mentioned, and the whole Shiva about what's acceptable of Shabbat and Din and what's not. And then at the end of the Shiva he writes, but I don't know which country do you live in. Wine is what we all over. How is the shaykh to be made to make Kiddush on Shabbos?
I heard one explanation on it, which is said that a person who drinks yak in the small glass makes things like a gold. And the fact that there is yak in the big glass drinks like a gold.
The Shilta says to be kaved the Suda Shabbos ala yayin. Yeah. So one hint is that, because every day we eat breakfast, the Manashtana and sometimes eat Lashik for breakfast. So how is it going to show that if the Shabbos is the Suda, so you start with wine as opposed to starting with Amaytu. That's why it says in Shulchan Aruch that even though there's a Shilta Sami Shainim, that you can say Kiddush on Friday night on Challah, but on Shabbos morning you can't say Kiddush on Challah. You say, you're washing your hands, right? That's what you do all week long. That's what you do for breakfast every day, washing your hands, right? So that's not called Kiddush. I'm trying to point out, for sure you can't say Kiddush all night.
So we are behind the green. Can you discover from all people, the person who makes the Kiddush has to leave every year?
Well, I look at it. The Machabe calls him Achlekes about that. Can you discover from all people for more than one person or not? The practice is you should be Machmet to have them a little bit more for one person. By a chasana we usually make up. That the Chasim takes the trip and the Kalim takes it, we're very
hankered.
Even the Chasim and the Kalim are
together.
There's no need. The Chasim says there is a practice. They had a practice that they fought in the Koshal Yai and everybody on the coast. The Chasim says, what do you have to pour from the Koshal Yai? Look at the end of the Chasim. There's no need. So she says like this, if the yayin that they're going to drink is yayin pabu, it means that someone had sipped from it already before, and that's not kosher yayin for Kiddush, and they're going to drink that. The thing is like this, let's say we bench Birchas Hamazon ala yayin. And then after we bench, and I drink the whole cup, some of the other people want to also participate in kosher bracha. I drink the whole cup, but they fill another cup of wine, and say they don't break up off and they'll drink it. Do they accomplish anything by that or not? So the Gemara later that yes, that any, or let's say I say Havdalah, I say Havdalah and I finish, I drank out all the wine. And people feel bad, they want to drink some wine, they want to put on their eyes in the pocket, so there's no problem. Take a cup, take a bottle of wine, fill it up and say, well, I'm drinking, that's also called kosher bracha. You don't say it has nothing to do. The Gemara tells a story at the end of the service. There's one of the Amoraim, I think it's at the end of the service, no? The Gemara says you should always send from the Koshal Bracha to your wife. Yeah, so the Gemara says Yalta, on one occasion, Yalta issues Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman benched the Rav Yayin and he forgot to send wine to his wife. He got so angry that she snatched open a barrel of wine and she cooked up a cup and she drank it and the husband said, okay, that's your Koshal Bracha. So one might read the Gemara that it sounds like a joke.
Yeah,
he didn't want to drink that advice. Yeah, so the Shulchan Aruch says no. So the Shulchan Aruch says no, they quote this Malacha. That any cup of wine that you drink in conjunction with Baruch Ala Kaz, Pesa Shtia, Kosha Bracha. It's called the Kosha Bracha. So let's say I take Kiddush on wine, and all the other people want to drink Kosha Bracha. So they don't necessarily have to drink from the wine that was in my Bracha, not to fill up their rock. But if they wanted to be considered Kosha Bracha, they want to have Yain Shein a problem. So the Chatzil is the other, the Yerit of Yain problem also, but the Chatzil will insist on having Yain Shein a problem. So if their kosher of Yain is problem, someone had already tasted it before. And you want to be mistaken in their Tegimah, so then you have this meaning, then it makes sense. You say, the Yain that I said Kiddush on obviously is a problem. I'm not going to say Kiddush on Yain problem. So then I should take, before I take a sip from the wine, I should pour off a drop, just a drop into each cup which already has wine, which is problem. I should pour a little wine into there to be in the fountain of the game, so that when they'll be drinking wine, everybody will be considered having a kosher bracha. But says, what if each one has wine? That's not problem. They all took from the same bottle that I took, a different bottle, whatever. But in my home, I like wine and the children like grape juice. So each one before Kiddush goes up his own little cup of however much wine or grape juice they want. And I say, Kiddush, everybody drinks their own. The patient says, there's no need for me to pour into theirs. I don't have to be mistaken in the beginning.
And we do the same thing like a missionary. Let's say you start up 2 days, you have 2 pounds. But there's not enough, you have 27 people here. For whatever reason, you can only have 2 pounds. Because all people do the same thing. You could
because everybody's connected from a different planet. You can cut very tiny, you can be able to cut very tiny bits. That's not good enough to die. You need a marshal to add to the other one.
Okay.
Everyone should get a marshal.
Just like the healthy
guy. And then they'll eat the rest, right?
Then they'll eat the rest.
But they should eat. But they should eat the marshal.
Yeah.
They should eat the marshal. Okay.
You don't need the marshal for the guy. You don't need the marshal for the guy.
You don't need any guy. You don't need any guy. The guy you don't need at all. Some people out of practice, when they kill each other, drink the wine, and then after they drink the wine, they make a problem, then they start pouring into everyone else and say, what have they accomplished by that? And the Shulchan Aruch says like this, the side drinks from the cross, so the yain is not a problem, but if I continue to drink, how do I drink? Let's say I didn't drink the whole lot of milk, so I take a sip, and then there's no problem. So it's no good. So the answer is no, because man's in the cross, and you don't take problem. I'm in the middle of drinking. So that's what it says, Shulchan Aruch. If I drink from this car, in this problem, and the other people around the table want to drink from kosher brocha, if they'll drink from the same car, it won't bother me. It'll be a hemshuch of the drinking. But if I'm going to pour it, after I take a sip, I'm going to pour into other cases, then Turkish, then I'm giving you the right problem. Then I have to be in the stock in it first. I have to throw a little wine from the bottle back into this. It's not in order to have more wine. No. It's supposed to make it a problem. And then put in the stock in the problem. And then you pour the wine into the other side.
Left over, you put back in the bottle.
No, you know. I practice in Russia. In the end of Irish Stephen says, the way to make a problem is to pour from the good wine into the
first
right.
And then pour that.
The Beis HaLevi in the end of the second chelik of the Shabbos of Shuvah has a few drushes, has 18 drushes in the end, one drush. In the middle of Drush Tezvav, he discusses two midrashes. One of the midrashes that he quotes is a Yalkut Shemayni on Tehillim. And the first is the Am Yivro Yehalal Kol. The nation that Hashem created should praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When does Hashem create new nations? The Baruch Hashem already created the Sheshit Mei Breshit. When is he creating a new nation? Am Yivro Yehalal Kol. So the Medrash says in Yalkut Shemayni that this is referring to the Bnei Yisroel on Yom HaKippurim. But the very awesome Bria Chadasha. And the Beis HaLevi quotes from another Medrash that on Yom HaKippurim we all become like a Katan Shemarot Dami. What kind of a lesson is that? On Yom HaKippurim we all become like a Katan Shemarot Dami. The Rishon Shafal of Gersh and his guy is a Katan Shemarot Dami. Also a Katan Shemarot Dami. And then he quotes another Medrash with a Mechilta. And the Pasuk in Parashat Be'ach, Medrashim Zalachan, a Medrash Rabban, a Mechilta. That on Yom HaKippurim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us a Leit Chodosh. When Asatu Lechem Leit Chodosh, that's on Yom HaKippurim. And people do choose, what exactly does that mean, the Leit Chodosh on Yom HaKippurim? It's only one paragraph in Drush Tezvah, in the end of the second chelik in the Beis HaLevi. I thought perhaps Pshat in the Midrashim is the following. And this week said, in the end of Parshas Lech Lecha, the third tells HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mitzvah Avraham Avinu and the Mitzvah Mila. So what day of the year was that that it was Mitzvah and Mitzvah Mila? So there's a comment in the Tirk of the Reblos that that's on Yom HaKippur. Let me take the Tirk of the Reblos. That was on Yom HaKippur. And the Rishonim asked the Kasha already, on the day on which Avraham Avinu was Mitzvah, he performed the Bris Mila. So how was he allowed to do it? Well, it was a Mila Shemek Bizman. It wasn't the Shemini. He was 99 years old. And Yishmael was 13 years old. So it wasn't a Mila Bizman. Mila Bizman is Mazeh HaShavim. The Hanukkah is allowed to perform, and it says on the day he was in Skada, but there's some Yamahu on that day, he was in Skada, he was in the Hanukkah. Some of the Bala says to say, that's called Mila Bizmano. Don't say it's Mila Bizmano. Baruch Hashem says, do it now. That's Mila Bizmano. Normally in the day, it's Mila Bizmano, it's on the Yom HaShmini. And at that time, that was the definition of Mila Bizmano. And the Pashto says, he didn't know that there. So Kaya Matan Tera, there wasn't a Chuyban in the Chuyban. There was Chima, but when it called out, Kula, Shema, Nishma, the Tera said, in the Tzuvu, the Yeh, said, that's Hashayla. The Darshan tells me, you have to do this, Nila. And read my dinner, because I should really do it, and it didn't tell us I should do it today. I want to travel Midas Chassidus, I want to observe Yom Kippur. So because of my Midas Chassidus, my voluntary Midas Chassidus, I'm going to violate a din. The din, I have to perform this meal as soon as possible, and there is no obligation to observe Yom Kippur to do the this meal now. And my Midas Chassidus dictates other than the din. So what's the halacha when you have a conflict? When you have a conflict between the din and the Midas Chassidus, so you do the din. That's how the Achrayim say. It says that Yosef was free from prison on Rosh Hashanah. And it says that the Baikal, the Havzal took a haircut. So the Achrayim Hakash, I take a haircut on Rosh Hashanah, took a haircut. So the Sanseifer gives us, there are a lot of Achrayim there, the Sanseifer in his Rosh says, what do you mean? Wait, I'm not supposed to do it, you have to do it enough. You want to proud of Midas Chassidus to volunteer to observe the laws of Rosh Hashanah, the first day in the Tzuvah of the Yosef, but you're not allowed to volunteer Midas Chassidus on the Chesed of the real din. If the din requires that you have to observe right on Melech, before you appear in the front of the king, you have to take the haircut because he was in prison all the time. They had no bothered in the prison. So the din takes precedence. Whenever there's a conflict between the din and Midas Chassidus, of course the din takes precedence. So whatever the Hezbo is, the nice, that's what it says in the circuit of the Hezbo. Avraham Avinu was in the Tzfava Alamila on Yom HaKippurim, and Bo Bayom, he performed the mitzvah of this Nila. So we say in the Hallel, we say in Tillim, every so often, you have this perfect gift, Kili Yolam Chazda. What does that expression mean, Kili Yolam Chazda? That the Hatzorim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does, are of an everlasting nature. A lot of times a person does a chesed, I give you a matana, I give a doctor to an army, but the one shot affair, that's it, and it doesn't have a lasting effect. The Gemara talks about the discussion, and that is why the person gives doctor in such a way, such doctor, they can stop the system, that it lasts forever. How is that? The Gemara says, oh, there are places starting, the Mashiach Malach, and the person has a library, and he learns about the sermon, he gets it back, and he learns it out, and he gets it back, so a person gives an endowment to a yeshiva. Today there was a function in yeshiva, someone gave him an endowment to the yeshiva. They give stuff here, and it's like, Tata Melech Yadav, Kili Yadav Chazdei, does a Maitre Chesed, it's everlasting. The yeshiva is reaping the benefits every year, they're getting the parents every year. So usually when a Basha Vazan does a Chesed, it's a one-shot Chesed. The Basha Vazan does Chesed in such a way that it's Kili Yadav Chazdei. It's Tata Melech Chesed, and it always repeats itself, somehow it always has a sense. So that's what it says in the story, that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam did Kriyas Yam Suf Achrei Shan Shvi'i Shel Pesach, and he did Mitzvahs in Tzvah Malei Pesach, and Yisum in Esvah Shan Chanuk in Purim, and so on. So what the Rebbeinu Shel Olam did at that time, so many years ago, thousands of years ago, every year on Rosh Hashanah, every year on Rosh Hashanah, somehow there's a Hizchashus of the Briyas. And every year on Pesach, there's somehow a renewal of that union of Yitzias and Tzvah. And every year on Purim there's some kind of a hiskashus of the Nes of Purim. Somehow we have the ability to be zercher, and that's not necessary from HaKadosh Baruch Hu Menashe Mayim every year on Purim, based on this theme of Kili Yom Chazda. So that perhaps is the idea that the Tirkei Derav Lozer wants to bring out. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mitzaber of Ramavinu Al Amilo, the Chassam Sefer has the first tshuva, Chavit Yeridah. The tshuvas are out of order. So the first tshuva is on Hilchos Mila, the very beginning of Yeridah. So he says the din is that a goy is not allowed to serve as a moyel. But a Jew may serve as a moyel even though he himself is a moyel. A Jew may serve. So he says when HaKadosh Baruch Hu was in, before Avraham Avinu was in Yitzchav al Amilo, he wasn't Jewish. So he wasn't kosher to be a moyel. He wasn't a moral. That's what the Pirkei Derav Lezer perhaps understood like these midrashim. But on the first Yom Kippur in the days of Avraham Avinu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Avraham Avinu an implant to this into Tevra, that every year on Yom Kippur he gives the opportunity to whoever is interested, all the Jewish people are interested, to acquire a Leif Chodesh to become a Gira Chodesh, just like he gave Avraham Avinu a Leif Chodesh and he became a Gira Chodesh. So too the Derech. And that's what we mean when we say, Yam Nibra Yahweh Kot.
it's on Yom Kippur, and those are interested, those are interested. To Mizrecha, to acquire this late Chodesh in the Nevi'ah Chadoshah, this is the meaning of Kili Yolam Chanzah. The Teva of the Kotin Shalala Dhamma that HaKadosh Baruch Hu instituted on that one occasion, when he was Mitzad on Avim HaRamim on Yom Kippur, repeats itself every year. Perhaps that's the Kavan. Okay, I just want to say again, next week I'm making a Hakunim, my second Golden Game up. So I feel bad, I couldn't invite, I have many times I couldn't invite, but if people want to come and participate in the Simcha, I'd be very happy to see whoever comes. It's going to be at Marina Del Rey next Monday night at, this place, Baruch Hashem, and the reception begins at 6:30 in the evening, so whoever wants to come and come. Next week I won't be able to give Tashlumen either, because I have to attend the show. So the next week will be, next year will be in 2 weeks. We'll continue on Shlosh HaShabbat. Welcome to you. Thank you.